Blog Talk Radio.
With Sun Show, we're talking about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel, that's sort of like a play on words, because you know we normally talk about the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're going to talk about the dark at the end of at the beginning of the tunnel. When we talk about the light at the end of the tunnel, we're normally talking about how you're going through a rough time, you're having a tough time, a circumstance or an ordeal, or a time in your life is really, really becoming a struggle for you. And you may feel like, listen, I need to bail out of this thing. I need to make an exit. I need to cut my losses or whatever the case may be. But somebody may tell you that there's light at the end of the tunnel. In other words, all of the time and the effort that you have put in is going to be made to be worth it. Because the times in the beginning may have been really, really hard for you, and now you can start to see that things are starting to materialize in a positive way for you. So that's the light at the end of the tunnel. When I talk about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel, I guess we're kind of talking about the same thing, but here's the spin on it. Normally, people expect situations to start off really well. You know how we talk about getting off to a good start in most of the things that we talk about. We talk about getting off to a good start. It's making a good first impression. It's a practice that most of us have. We seem inviting in the beginning. Let's say if you go to a job interview or you make a presentation, you want the beginning of whatever you're doing or presenting to be really, really good so you can grab the attention of the audience from the beginning and hopefully keep their attention. So we normally structure things so they'll start off right. And that's whether we're talking about interviewing or performing, presenting, dating. Have you ever dated somebody? When we normally date somebody, even if we're not out on a date, but leading up to the date, we normally expect for people to give us the best part of themselves. We normally expect people to act right, say the right things, look the right way, do all of the things that will come off as being attractive to us. And then later on, we find that, okay, yeah, maybe she isn't as cute every day as she was in the beginning because she wore a lot of makeup and maybe a waist train or doing what she got to, coming with the explainer. But we expect for people to show their best stuff in the beginning of a situation. Well, what about when they don't? What about when they don't show their best in a situation? What about when they start off rocky? What about when they start showing us from the beginning that, I don't know, I see some red flag, the red part, the red, baby, the red. What happened? What do we do? Are you the type of person that is able to make it past the honeymoon stage when the honeymoon stage is not in the beginning? For any of you that don't recognize, understand, or are unfamiliar with the honeymoon stage. The honeymoon stage is just what we were talking about. When things are good in the beginning, when you are in love in the beginning, when you just can't keep your hands off each other, nobody, no closer bond than you ever had with your brother. The honeymoon stage, the stage in a relationship, any kind of relationship where you are on your best behavior, where you are trying to perform at the highest level, when you are acting at optimal strength, you are peaking. That's P-E-A-K-I-N-G. You are peaking. You the best to me. What happens when you aren't, when you don't start off in the honeymoon stage, when you don't get, when you don't show somebody or somebody doesn't show you the best of themselves? You are my heart. You are my heart. I love you, baby. Never leave. Baby, I believe in his love. Sweet love. Well, what about when it's not like that in the beginning? Ever go on a bad date? Ever go on a bad date? Have you ever made it to a second date if the bad date didn't do as much for you to relate? Maybe y'all didn't agree. Maybe y'all didn't see eye to eye. Maybe y'all argued a little bit over pie, whether pie is better than cake. And some people can't deal with disagreements. It was their heart aches. You know, not everybody is. Hey, listen. Sometimes the way that some people keep it real ain't the real that you want to see. Sometimes. Sometimes the red flags will make you say, all right, then. But, you know, I think that an early exit from a situation is probably indicative of how well you were invested in the situation in the first place. In other words, we normally fight through the rocky stages and the hard parts and the murky waters of things that we really want. But the things that we don't want that much, it ain't hard to get rid of us. Like, listen, I ain't want to buy the album anyway. That first song, trash, trash. Like, that wasn't really the first song. It was only the intro. You shouldn't have played it then. It's trash. We not signing you to no contract. You suck. You're the worst. Worst MC I ever seen. Not everybody is able to make it through. Not everybody is able to make it through the rocky parts when the rocky parts are in the beginning. You know, we know, we used to people showing off and showing out in the beginning. I'm about to show you what I got. I'm about to show you that I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. You about to see the best in me. Oh, who's the gospel singer? I think it was Mary Mary, the God in me. Shout out to Mary Mary. I like the one that calls herself Mary, or the other one that calls herself Mary. The shackles on my feet. Blah, 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 blah. I like Mary Mary. They're dope. You know what I mean? After the show, I might go listen to some Mary Mary. You like Mary Mary? I like Mary Mary. They're pretty cool. From what I understand, neither one of them are named Mary, except for the one that's named Mary. I like the one that's named Mary. Anyway, not everybody is able to get past not agreeing, not being on the same page, not seeing eye to eye, not showing the most attractive parts of ourselves up front. Because that's normally what we do. We normally show our best parts up front. Like, we ain't trying, you know what I mean? I don't want to turn shorty off. It would be like if I asked her out on a date and I ain't take a shower first. So you just going to, you going to take me out on a date straight from work on your construction site in the wintertime and your Carhartt? Your jumpsuit, your car, like, I don't know, that might have been all right in 1992. You know what I mean? But, like, maybe you should go home, take a shower first. Like, we only going to go get a couple of drinks or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm keeping it a buck. Yo, you look nice in them heels, though. You look nice. On our next date, I'm going to really show out. So, anyway, I'm just saying all this to say this. When we talk about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel, are you able to see through or see a situation through to until it gets better when it's not very good in the beginning? When your expectations aren't met early, will you or someone else make it to the second stage, the second phase? Will y'all be able to get there? I see you when I get there. Hold on, let me see if I can. Oh, let me bounce these shows. Hold on. Sometimes when I concentrate too hard, I can't do things naturally. I want to see if I can bounce my shoulders. Bounce. Okay. Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. Always a good thing to see me. Some you and Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Always great to see you, girl. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And I'm glad that y'all came here. Y'all could have been anywhere, but with me time, y'all share. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So we're talking about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. How many of y'all have been on a bad date and still made it to a second or third date or maybe even to the love station? Because you could tell that although it was the dark at the beginning of the tunnel, there was something else. There was something other that was greater that would come later. The greater came later. Is it the case where we don't expect anything more than problems later? So we got to get everything. We got to get this contract signed and get this signing bonus up front. You know, for all my sports fans, y'all know what I'm talking about. That contract, that new contract that you get might be the bread and butter. You got to get that upfront money. You got to get that signing bonus money because you know you might not make it to the end of your contract. You know, teams don't like to pay you at the end of your contract, especially in the NFL. They not going to pay you the end of your contract if you have big money coming at the end of the contract. You ain't going to last to the end of the contract. Your life is short out there. You got caught. This is a lesson that you got taught. But it's going to be okay as long as you structure things your way. Do we expect less from people, situations, and life as time goes on? So we got to get it all in the beginning. Is that where we at? Is that where we at with it, y'all? Let me know. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this, the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the And if you can't say Omar with the Well, did you just say Omar with the R? But don't say Lamar with the R. I must confess, I never liked the name Lamar. I was like, look at that. That's an Omar bootleg. See, when I was growing up, everybody wasn't named Omar like they are now. You know what I mean? We ain't have as many Omars. It was kind of an odd name. So I think I looked at it like people was naming their kids Lamar to soften up the Omar. It wasn't easy being an Omar. It wasn't. You wouldn't know that nowadays because it's such a common name, but back in the 70s, you'd be like, your name is what? Your name, what? I said, my name is O, and I'm the star of this show. And you listen for a while, you're going to see how it go. I tow this thing up from the flow to the ceiling. Make sure that it was appealing. Yo, y'all was feeling everything that I was doing after a while, but it started off a little rocky. I said, hockey is something like a puck, but I don't give a fuck. And I'm going to do what I got to, money in the tuck. And plus the gat is in the jeans. And I mean to clear out the scene if you try to treat me mean. But it's going to be a little diff. And I smoke the spliff, but I put it down. And I ain't roll it around. But I made sure that the ground or the grass that I had, of the hash, got it in the stash. But I ain't got to get high to get fly. And in a few minutes, I'm going to show you why. I have been to the top of the key. You made sure I made all my shots because I'm a G. And I'm a G-U-Y, but a M-A-N. And I made sure I don't live too much sin. But if I did, I live with what I did. Got a few kids, but I never did a bid. More than 48 hours, take a shower or a bath. You don't know the half because your niggas is soft like a calf. That's a newborn, hit the ground running. But I'm that nigga, son, and I'm sunning, stunning. Wait, hold on, chill. Chill. What we talking about, y'all? What we talking about? Okay. Let's see what we're talking about. CK Wright says, I used to break out when I saw red flags. She also says, that's rough because what does that leave you to look forward to? Interesting. Okay. And she says, does bad sex count? Wait a minute. That's actually a good one. Hold on. We're going to spend the block on that one. And she also says, if bad sex counts, then I have had dark tunnels and chose to see it through, but only because I really liked the person. That's actually a good example. I wasn't even thinking about that. So it shows how I might be perceived to be nasty, but it's y'all. I was not thinking about, a bad sex experience. And you know, for a lot of times, the first time you have sex with somebody, sometimes it really ain't all that. It really ain't all that. And sometimes it's really all that with the wrong person. Like, yo, this sex is addictive, but the person attached to it ain't. Like, this is the wrong person to be having this type of skill and this type of connection with. But that's a good one. Have you ever had sex with somebody and it really sucked in the beginning? Maybe you saw like, all right, you got a good team, but you got a bad coach. Your coaching sucks. You got all of these potential MVPs and all-stars, but y'all ain't never going to win nothing because Doc Rivers is your coach. If you really like the person, you'll probably see it through. Like, all right, it wasn't really all that, but, you know, all right, maybe it's because she was drinking or because she wasn't drinking or because she was nervous. Or because he was nervous, or because you had the fan on and it was drying her out. I've heard all kinds of shit. I've heard all kinds of reasons and excuses for why a sexual experience didn't go as planned. But the reality of life is that a lot of sexual experiences the first time or times don't go that well. You might have to develop yourself into understanding the way that a person may have to be approached to be better. And sometimes you may never get there. Sometimes it might just be that. So for somebody who believes that sex is really important in a relationship, they're not going to be able to get past that. Like, listen, Listen, I love all your redeeming qualities. I love how pretty you are and how smart you are, what a great mom you are and how affectionate you are, how generous and loving, and you just a genuinely great, great woman. But the ass is trash, a great woman. Ass is trash. Hold on. Let's do it, y'all. It's been a while. Let's get it popping. Great woman. Love to join, but what the hell is going on? This is supposed to be the promise, and nobody's being honest. I thought that I had the love of my life, and I met a woman that I would make my wife. But the ass is trash to set up. That nigga sit. Get a second nut in a movie. never get another sucker. Y'all ever notice this shit? Yo, how come they never get another nut in a movie? No second nut in a movie. One time, that's good enough. They put you up on the kitchen sink. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right. All right, y'all, man. Look. He's a good man, but the dick is trash. I ain't putting it in my twat. He ain't putting it in the ass. He ain't doing nothing. He be busting off. We get undressed. What the fuck is going on? What kind of mess is this? Naturalista rap. Shout out. Y'all gonna have to excuse me. I'm tired as hell. I had a rough week. You know what I'm saying? Don't mind nothing I say. I don't even care if it's true. It's the drugs. It's the drugs. It is. It's the drugs. I'm high. Look at my eyes. I'm visibly intoxicated. This is crazy. But we're talking about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Being able to get through the rocky stages of a relationship or a situation when you want, you think that there are going to be benefits as you go farther and farther into it. But in the beginning, it's bad. Like starting off a new job. Starting off a new job and you like, yo, I went through the interview stage of this job, sent in my resume, filled out an application, went through several interviews and shit. And this job was, it was sort of like my dream job. It pays all of this money and blah, blah, blah. But when you got there, you realize like, yo, this job ain't shit. Besides the money, this is not the place to be. Maybe you don't like the culture of the atmosphere. Maybe they hid a lot of things about the way that they practice business, like their business practices. Like maybe they're unorthodox or maybe they're unethical or maybe it just doesn't fit with what you want to do. And maybe they're not even open to change. So you basically hired me to keep everything the same. That's a little odd. And you paying me a bunch of money, but the work conditions of this job is terrible. Terrible. Do you stay at the job? Do you stay in there? Try to mix it, remix it, make it better. Do you stay on the job just because they're paying you the kind of money that you wanted to get paid? But it's really, really rough. All of that shit, all of the ways that they made the job seem before you got hired, all started to crumble down as soon as you got the key to your damn office. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, it can happen to anybody. Now, would you quit a job fast where you didn't think that you could be productive or where you thought they weren't going to look out for you or whatever? Would you hang in there because of the salary or whatever the case may be? Because maybe your dedication to improving a situation is so strong that you said, all right, we all have our problems here, but I'm going to stay in this job and I'm going to make sure that it materializes into what I need it to be. Or would you say, yo, man, y'all on some bullshit. I ain't leave my other job in order to come here for this. I'm going back to my other job. You start making calls to your other job like, y'all start interviewing. Y'all fill my old position yet? Because I'm ready to come back. Come back, Nikki. Come back. What do you think? Good one, O. How about a new boss starts and comes right in micromanaging everyone and everything? Woo! People automatically, it'll always be that way but that may ease up after a while. That's true. Because people come in and they start implementing, you know, they want to make an immediate impact, put their stamp on something. So, yeah, a new boss might come in making all these changes, writing people up, firing people, laying off, you know, doing layoffs. And the thing is, he may be sanctioned to do that by the governing hiring body. They may have brought him in there to shake things up and shake things out, shake them up and shake them out, shake out all of these, you know, get rid of all of these people who are about to get these entitlements. Get them out of there. Yeah. Now, it's survival of the fittest when it comes to employment. It's survival of the fittest. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We repping this to the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We still live. We repping this, you know. Shout out to Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Where my Prodigy, where my Mobb Deep fans at, man? Naturally, the rap. You from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? T. Carrie Wright. You from Queens. Where my Mobb Deep fans at? No front on Mobb Deep. That's what's up. You know what I mean? I would not have any fronting on Mobb Deep, on MOP, on OC, on Digging in the Crates crew. None of them. Diamond D, Show and AG. I will not have none of that. Do you understand? I will not, I won't, I'm not going to have none of that. TK Wright says, that happened with my old director. He and I were super close. He and I are super close now. Other people quit just not to deal with him, only to find out he evened out later on. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the beginning of a situation, one of the things that can make it rocky are your expectations of what something should be. You know, like your anxiety, your angst, your nervousness. People don't like change. People don't like change. And what I think is so crazy about people not liking change is that what they have been getting before hasn't been all of that great. A lot of times what you have been getting used to, it don't be no good shit, but it's familiar shit. And you know, with new shit, you got to learn it. You gotta contemplate it. You may even have to study it and all of that. And we get lazy. Like, man, just give me the familiar shit, man. You give me the chocolate milk, man. Give me the Abbott's chocolate milk. You know what I mean? Just give me the Abbott. I don't want to try no Yoo-hoo. I don't even know what that is. Is that even milk? Don't nobody want no chocolate water? Give me the Abbott's chocolate milk, man. Give me the Abbott's. Is there such a thing as a national milk brand? Do we have that? Is milk different in every state? Naturalista Rap says, that depends on the type of change, though. That makes sense to me. It does depend on the type of change. When I say that people don't like change, I mean in general, we are able to get used to, you know, since we're talking about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel, a lot of times we get used to things that we really didn't like that much, but we got used to them. You know how things are hard in the beginning because you don't know how to do them. Once you learn how to do things that are hard, they don't become hard anymore. It's not hard. It's like you just, you know, it's harder to new people because they don't know how to do it. It's like math. Math is hard to people who don't know how to do math. When you know how to do math, math is very easy. When you have mastered addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, math is easy, 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 no matter how far you go into it. Once you master addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication, nothing you do in math is hard. I don't care whether it's word problems. I don't care whether it's algebra. I don't care whether it's advanced trigonometry, elementary functions, as they call it, whatever. Math is not hard for people who have mastered the general principles of math. For people who are still struggling with multiplication, addition, subtraction, and division, math continues to be a struggle for them. Because it's like, yeah, you haven't gotten it down right. So I'm saying all that to say that, just like I said, it's hard to not be good at something that you have gotten used to or that you do all the time. So some of the things that we've had to master or get good at were things that we weren't even, like, we didn't like in the beginning. You know, like pimento loaf. You know, pimento loaf. Don't act like you ain't never had no pimento loaf. That's that meat that got the green and red stuff in it. Pimento loaf. Naturalista wrap. I don't think that you would eat any pimento loaf these days. But maybe back in the day, you had to eat some pimento loaf. Now, as a child, you look at pimento loaf and it looks kind of, you know, for a child, you're like, wow, look, there's colors and things in the meat. But you eat the meat and you're like, this isn't so tasty. Sort of like liverwurst. Liverwurst. When you first taste it, you might be like, yo, this really sucks. But maybe if you had to keep eating the liverwurst, I mean, I'm like, liverwurst ain't that bad. It depends on what brand of liverwurst. Imagine getting so used to liverwurst that you know which brand of liverwurst is good. What did I say wrong? You said you mean like going to work? Oh, yeah, change. Well, look at this. Some people don't work a 9-to-5 job, and some people have been on welfare for a good while, or unemployment or something like that. And going back to work can be a shock to your system. So you might have gotten good at manipulating ways to keep a check coming even though you're not going to work. I know plenty of people have done it. Anyway, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Miz Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about, we are talking about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. What dark beginning of the tunnel. Dark beginning of the tunnel. Yeah. You know, people get used to things that they maybe didn't like in the beginning, maybe aren't all that good, but it's familiar to them. You know, how many times do people stay in relationships that really aren't all that healthy or whatever, but it's like, I know you and you know me. I know you and you know me. I know you and you know me. It's a sob story. It's a sob story. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? Leaders of the New School, one of their first songs? I know you and you know me. I know you and you know me. I know you and you know me. It's a sob story. It's a sob story. I mean, New York hip hop was the best, man. Anyway. Yeah. So, you know, people get used to things being the way that they were and they're familiar. It's like, you know, cats that go to jail, been in prison for a long time. The conditions of the prison are fucking horrible. But the longer you're in there, the more you learn how to get used to it and get around it and get through it and get by it and get to it. I wouldn't encourage anybody to have to do it, but for those who are doing long sentences, life sentences and things like that, you have to find your sunshine wherever you can get it. Find your sunshine. Find your sunshine. And even that sunshine may not be that great. We did a show years ago, and I mean, this is a good while. We might have did this show in 2016. It was called Decorating the Hole That You Dug For Yourself or something like that. So instead of trying to climb out of the hole, some people would just decorate the hole that they fell into. You understand what I mean? Maybe, okay, let's say you fell on hard times and you had to move back home to the projects. You had moved out. You moved out, got yourself a nice place or whatever, but maybe you were married, maybe the marriage ended or whatever, and you didn't have the assets that you used to have. You're trying to get back on your feet or whatever, so you had to move back home, and you came from the project, so you had to move back into checks. You had to move back into the building. Now, the goal should be and probably is to move back up out of the building. You know what I mean? I'm going to stack my cash. I'm going to, you know, get my shit together, get back on my feet and all of that. Sometimes you may get stuck in the building. Like, instead of getting up out of the building, you just start buying new furniture for the building. You say, yo, the rent is right in the building. Yeah, the crime is high around the building, but I can deal with that in the building. Decorating the hole that you have fell into or that you dug for yourself. Like, I'm going to just get a new TV, a new couch, and some new placemats for this hole that I'm in. I ain't climbing up out this bitch. All right, so the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Although we may be used to some things that aren't all that favorable to us, we may still not welcome any change from that. Excuse me, so when we talk about the dark at the beginning of the tunnel, you know, simply put, are you able to get through the hard times if the hard times come in the beginning? Are you able to bust through, to persevere, to travel through the muck and the mire? Is it worth it to you? Because we got to talk about whether it's worth it to you or not. Because if something is really worth it to you, you'll probably walk on hot coals in order to get to wherever it is that you want to go to. But if you kind of loosely like something, like, yeah, that's all right, it ain't all that, I could take it or leave it or whatever, then you're probably going to treat it as such and be like, I'll get back. I'll holler back. That thing is all right. But that thing ain't thinging the way that it should be thinging. That thing ain't thinging right. It ain't thinging. It ain't thinging at a high level. That thing, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that thing. It don't mean a thing if it don't thing that thing. Dad, why my PlayStation 5 ain't thinging? It ain't thinging right, Dad. It ain't singing. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. You know what I mean? My first marriage. I knew that she was violent. I knew that he was violent. I knew that he was violent. I knew that she was silent, and I knew that it wasn't going to go far. But I believed in her. I believed in myself. I was a son, and she was a star. And I thought that we would make it, we would break it, the record, but it seemed like we needed to go to Eka Drugs and get something because we was acting bugged, and I don't even want to be around or give it hugs. I thought that I could really stand up, but I could not do it another day, and I had to find the best way to get through each day, and I didn't want to play. She wasn't that bad, but everything she did seemed to make me mad. But I was the dad of her kids, so I hung in that shit. It was like doing a bid. 20 years, 25 years, here I am 50 years old, and the goal, can't reach it. This is a lesson, and I can't teach it. Naturally, Lisa Raff says, sorry that your marriage ended badly. I ain't never been married. These is just rhymes. These just rhymes. Speaking of rhymes, did you know that Busta Rhymes was related to Leanne Rhymes? A lot of people don't know that. You can Google it. Yes, Busta Rhymes is the cousin of Leanne Rhymes. Anyway. Naturally, the rap said, I'm sucking my teeth. Yes, he is. Google it. Yes, he is. Leanne Rhymes is the cousin of Busta Rhymes. Yes. And they started to do a record together, but, you know, Busta Rhymes is Jamaican and they ain't. Anyway. Getting through the rocky part of a relationship. No. Busta Rhymes is Jamaican. She's American country. She's American country. So, you know, her side of the family didn't want to acknowledge that they had the one drop rule. And, you know, I mean, you know, it was just a mess. But ironically, on her mother's side, her name is like Mick something, like on some Irish shit, and you know, so, and Busta Rhymes' other name is like, I think it's like McDougal or some old crazy, some shit. Anyway, Busta Rhymes, Leanne Rhymes, cousins. Maybe one day we'll see that duet. You know what I mean? You know, once her family stops being, you know, the redneck racist that they are, then maybe they can finally, you know, close the gap between both of their audiences. They're very, I mean, both of them are very successful. You know what I mean? I can see it now. Woo-ah! Leanne Rhymes! Well, at least y'all learned something today. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Y'all ain't going to tell me that y'all haven't been through the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Somebody or something had something that you wanted, and you had to fight through it in order to get it. The thing is, the dark at the beginning of the tunnel does not always equal the light at the end of the tunnel. So the dark at the beginning of the tunnel doesn't always end up to be the light at the end of the tunnel that you was looking for. It's like looking through a funnel, but you don't see no light, and it's going to be all right. Maybe it won't be all right. Maybe things ain't tight. Maybe. You used to play with a light bright. I used to love a light bright. Did y'all have a light bright when y'all was growing up? Light bright was a cool toy. You know what I mean? The fun that you could have with just a light bulb. Light bright was a... Don't front like Light Bright wasn't a cool toy. It was a really cool toy. It was. It was a cool toy. I was like, Light Bright. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. Yeah. as I think about it, I know that I have gotten through some rough shit.
I didn't really mean to.
Didn't really mean to. The internet tells us that at the first sign of trouble, get on up out of there. God, these fucking allergies are driving me crazy. TK Wright says, when there's dark in the beginning of the tunnel, you have to check the big picture before choosing your next move. There's two O's in the word choosing. Naturalista Rap says, the internet is correct. You think so? I'm not so sure. Because the internet says that people always send their representative first. They don't send their real, their genuine selves in the beginning. They send their representative. So maybe when things are good in the beginning, maybe that's a big lie. Maybe that's a big lie. But can you trust for there to be a light at the end of the tunnel when there's so much darkness in the beginning of the tunnel? That's what I need to know. That's what I need to know. Can y'all help me at that? I mean, help me with that. Can you help me? How do you properly tag somebody on this? Is the way that we tag people on this chat, is that the only way? Because when you tag somebody, it doesn't seem to come up as a tag. No. What do you think? I tagged you, but is it a tag? You know what I mean? I added you, but did I tag you? That's what I need to know. The dark at the beginning of the tunnel. You know one situation that can really be dark at the beginning of the tunnel, and this is a sensitive one. Having children, raising children. You know, when you think about your first child that you have or the first children that you had, you think like, I'm going to be so much different than my parents were. I'm going to be so accommodating to my children. They're going to have everything I didn't have. They're going to know everything that I didn't know. This finna be a breeze. And sometimes child rearing from the beginning, it can be unfulfilling, and it's not something that we want to talk about being unfulfilling. We don't ever want to talk about our children not turning out the way that we wanted them to be. We don't want to talk about them not performing at the level that we hoped that they would. We don't want to talk about them showing the negative characteristics of the other parent that we may feel maybe bringing them down or making them less attractive, even to us. Oh, okay. So you say that your name is highlighted? See, I can't see where my name is highlighted. Here, can you do me a favor? Can you tag me and see if my name is highlighted? Please. Police. And that's Lisa Rat says, why wait for more darkness? How do you know that there's going to be more darkness? How do you know that you're not going to come to a greater understanding and acceptance for how people are? Maybe you can learn something different. Maybe you can go a little far. Maybe you will find that what you was looking for, but you got more. Maybe you was looking for less, thinking that you would have another test. but you the best. It's sort of like diamond in the rough. You getting through these really times that were tough. The darkness at the beginning of the tunnel. We might be able to call the darkness, the dark at the beginning of the tunnel. We might be able to call that faith. You might have to have faith that things will turn around and improve. But you know, like I was talking about, man, you know, with the child rearing thing, sometimes being a parent and raising children is not as fulfilling as you thought it was going to be. Sometimes the challenges are so hard in the beginning dealing with kids. You might have gave birth to a demon seed. Like, what in the ham sandwich is going on here? That's released the rap says, I can learn without being in a dark tunnel. But do you always have control over what the tunnel gives you in the beginning? I mean, because don't get me wrong. I understand where you're coming from and what you're saying. I really do. But is it always applicable? And she says, is that the only way to learn? I can grow from adversity, but from the jump might be a sign to go in another direction. Yeah, and maybe our wisdom and experience will tell us when it's time to go forward or when it's time to back off. But what if we don't know? What if it's a new experience? What if it's an experience that we're unfamiliar with? And, you know, have you ever done something that somebody has told you that they've done before and they're singing its praises and they're saying how great it is and they're saying how in the beginning they didn't think that it was going to be as good as it turned out. But, you know, they fought through it, they worked through it, they got through it, and it's one of the things that they value most in their lives. And you looking at it like, man, I don't see how. It's like liverwurst. It's like pimento loaf. Scrapple. Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you know, your wisdom and experience is pretty much going to dictate how far you will go in a situation. But it's just not always bright in the beginning. And sometimes the brightness in the beginning doesn't tell an accurate story of how it's going to be. Sometimes. TK Wright says, how many times has someone said the signs were all there when it came to something or someone? All the time. But we also have to take into account that is from their perspective. You know what I mean? That's from their perspective. You know, they're looking at it like, yo, you should have really seen what was going on. But only you know, has the road been terrible the whole time? Or, you know, did it get bad at certain spots? Did it get bad at certain spots? And to the point where it finally got unbearable? Sometimes we forget that during the journey of something, there were still good times. Sort of like in a marriage. You know how a lot of times we choose to concentrate on all the negativity that led up to the end of a situation, the end of a union, the end of a marriage. But objectively, sometimes we look at it like, you know, I had a pretty good ride the whole time. Even cats that go to jail, you know, it's easy for people who aren't in that situation to be like, see, while you was out there selling drugs or doing crimes or whatever it is that you were doing that landed you up in jail, you know, you would have been free right now if you would have stopped at this time or you never would have started or blah, 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 blah. But the objective thinker is thinking like, well, I knew the job was hard when I took it. But during the time that I was doing it, I made a lot of money. I even helped some people. I paid some tuition. I paid off some bills. I, you know, made some Christmases and birthdays real nice. It wasn't all doom and gloom. Just because it ended me up in jail cell. But it's not easy. It's not always easy for us to look at it that way. It's not always easy for us to look at it that way. All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. It's time for us to go. I've had a good time with y'all, and I hope y'all enjoyed this show. But it's time to do the birthday shout-out. And we're going to do it now. So let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get on through it. And I'm about to show you how. All right, let's go. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious May 6th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Namaste, Thompson Eva, turning 53 years old today. And also Bina Bean, turning 39 years old today. And Gwen Beal Williams, happy birthday to you. And my brother from around the way, my man, Ray Haynes, turning 56 years old today. Happy birthday, my brother. And Cadillac Lewis, turning 37 years old today. And Mayi Johnson, turning 46 years old today. And DeJuan Nicole Hollis, DeJuan Nicole, happy birthday to you. And also Carrie Ann Mannings. And last but not least, my cuz, my New York cuz, Janine Nene McIntyre Vines. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes for any and everybody who shares this birthday on this glorious May 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, the darkness at the beginning of the tunnel is something that we got to get through. It's small, just like a funnel. But we funnel out the bad things in our lives, and we do the things we got to do. But I have come to the understanding that sometimes, even though I might be demanded, everybody's not going to be at my beck and call. And that means for the things that I really want, y'all. But things are going to be all right. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. First, I got to burst out into something that I might not want to do. And this might not look the way I want it to. The darkness at the beginning of the tunnel. The darkness at the beginning of the tunnel. If we really want it, we're going to go through it. We're going to get it eventually. Am I lying? From land, I'm Dan. I want to thank y'all all for coming out this morning. I appreciate y'all coming. Well, it's this afternoon. I appreciate y'all coming too for the daily. You'll get them. Urban Therapy Essential. I'm sorry. When I say I'm really tired, I feel like I'm running on fumes. But I might. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon for another daily. Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So come through around like 1:30, something like that. Between 1 and 1:30, I promise I'll be here. Promise. I'm going to get some rest today. Actually, I'm not. But it's all good. It's all good. Peace to all of y'all for coming through, man. I appreciate you. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here.